So what comes next? Same question, but different context here in the U.S. after President Trump gave sweeping new powers to Attorney General William Barr. The goal is officially to help Barr conduct a review of how the Trump campaign's ties to Russia were investigated. To that end, Trump issued a directive that does two things. It orders the CIA and all other intelligence agencies to cooperate with Barr's review, and it authorizes Barr to unilaterally declassify their documents. Democrats denounce the moves as politically motivated and potentially even dangerous. Carrie Cordero is a senior fellow at the Center for a New American Security. She previously served as an attorney at the Department of Justice and at the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. So the Attorney General is the chief law officer of the land, Carrie. So on the first point, how unusual is it for the CIA and other intelligence agencies to be ordered to cooperate with an investigation by the Attorney General?
It's one thing for the president to direct cooperation. That doesn't seem so unusual to me. What's unusual in this order is the president's directive that the attorney general has the authority to declassify information. That is not normally the delegation of authority that would go to the attorney general to make decisions above the other intelligence community agencies and specifically the director of national intelligence.
We've heard that declassification of certain documents would be dangerous. How is it dangerous and for whom?
Well, it depends on what it is. What's unfortunate is this is going to become a political conversation, but really this gets to the heart of what the authorities are within the intelligence community. Congress passed a law in 2004 creating a director of national intelligence who has statutory responsibility to protect sources and methods. This order by the president, which I've never seen anything like it, gives the attorney general the authority to basically overrule classification decisions by the intelligence agencies or the DNI. That's what's unusual about it.
I mean, I'm thinking of valuable intelligence assets abroad. Surely the U.S. government would not compromise their integrity. I mean, would Barr risk getting people, potentially killed just to protect his boss?
Well, what's different about this, again, it's the authority that's given to the attorney general. The president is the ultimate classification authority. The president can make declassification decisions. And what he's done in this case is he has basically delegated his authority to the attorney general. Now, will the attorney general exercise that authority responsibly? We certainly hope so. But what's odd about it is that the attorney general would want this authority without having to coordinate with the director of national intelligence and basically appears to have wanted the authority to be able to overrule intelligence agency heads.
So do you think the intelligence agencies are going to be fully cooperative with the attorney general?
They don't have a choice at this point. The president has directed it. They must comply.
Could they drag their feet on this?
They could certainly argue. They can protest if they think that the attorney general is overusing the authority that the president has given them. They can report that to the congressional intelligence committees, and I would expect that that would be the path that they would have to go if they feel like the attorney general is abusing this authority granted by the president.
So finally, what about cooperation with allies? Could Attorney General Barr declassify documents shared by the UK or Ukraine or Australia, as the president seemed to suggest this afternoon?
In theory, the attorney general now has the authority to declassify information that is in the possession of the U.S. intelligence community. That could potentially include information from partners. That could include information from sensitive sources and methods.
I mean, that seems like it could be catastrophic.
Again, it depends on whether or not the attorney general exercises the authority responsibly or not, and whether he uses the most extended version of this authority, which is his ability to ultimately declassify information, or whether he operates in the way that the Attorney General and the Department of Justice usually do, which is to pursue the declassification of information needed in investigations in concert and in coordination and in consultation with the Director of National Intelligence and the intelligence agency heads.
Have you ever seen anything like this before?
I have not seen it personally in my experience, nor in any scholarly and academic work that I've done that looks at the modern configuration of the intelligence community.
Carrie Cordero, senior fellow at the Center for a New American Security. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.